I listened in horror as they discussed means of slaughtering me. God, the value men placed on a rogered woman. I pleaded to be heard, but Mandeville smashed me in the face, and Luke stuck a gag in my mouth. Then they went on with their dreadful discussion. It was terrible, and all I could catch was snatches and words like Alabama and Tom Bigby River and very place for him. And then they laughed, and presently Mandeville came over to me.
"Well, Mr. Arnold," says he, smiling like a hyena, "I got mighty good news for you. Yes, sir. We ain't gonna kill you. We got something better for you than just killing. One of my friends here, his cousin's a planter over to Alabama. Now, my friend going over that way, taking a runaway back to another place, and he ready to oblige me by taking you to his cousin's plantation. And you know what going to happen to you?" Suddenly he spat in my face. "You going to be stripped and put in the cane fields along with the niggers. You pretty dark now. I seen musties as light as you, and by the time you labored in the sun a spell, you brown up pretty good, I reckon. And there you'll be Slave Arnold, see? You won't be dead, but you'll wish you were. Ain't nobody ever gonna see you on account of a lonely place, and no one ever go there. If and they do, why, you just a crazy musty, and you never escape. On account no nigger ever run from that plantation. Swamps and dogs always get 'em. So, you safe there for life, see? You think you'll enjoy that life, Slave Arnold?" He kicked me savagely. "Now, ain't that a whole heap better than just killing you?" I couldn't believe my ears. I must be dreaming, the whole ghastly thing. I tried to spit the gag out, tried to beg for mercy, but it was useless. They laughed at my struggles and dragged me out, and I felt the horror of fetters being clapped on my ankles. I tried to scream and struggle, but they carried me away bodily, and I was flung onto the hard surface of a cart. "Take good care of that valuable merchandise, Tom Little," says Luke, laughing. And then we were jolting away in the darkness. I twisted in my bonds, half crazed with the abomination of it. Then, in the darkness, a woman's voice said, "Lie still. There's no use struggling. You must wait. Wait and hope." She pulled out the gag, but my mouth was too parched to speak. She laid her hand on my head, stroking it, and in the dark, her voice kept whispering, "Rest. Don't struggle. Wait and hope. Lie still."